Mishnah 1. Hakosev l'ishto. So if a man writes in the ksu with the following, he says, Dinu udvarim eini benachasaich. I've no claim or right to your property. And he writes that in the Kesuvah. Says the Mishnah, Reizi ochel peris b'chayah ve'im meisa yosha. So he still has usufruct to her property in her life. Normally he's got usufruct. He hasn't given away his usufruct by writing that statement. And if she dies, he still inherits her. So says the Mishnah, then imkein lamak savla din udvarim eini benachasaich. So why did he write that I have no claim or rights to your property? He wrote it, she'im machra benasna, that if she sells it or gives it away, kayam, he's allowing that sale to go through. Normally, she's not allowed to sell that property or give it away. Even though it's hers, she's got to hang on to it because he's got usufruct over it. But if he writes this statement into the kesuvah, he's effectively allowing her to go off and sell it. And he loses his right to object to that. Kasav la din udvarim ani ben chasayich ubefarusayin. If he says that I've no claim or rights to your property and its usufruct, he writes that in the kesuvah. So in hareiza ein oichel perus bechayeha. So in this case over here, he's given up his right to eat the usufruct. You see that? He's given up the rights to eat the fruits. But if she dies, yosha, he still inherits her. He still inherits her if she dies. Rabbi Yehuda says, La'olam oichel perus. He says, no, he always has the right to the usufruct. Ad she yichtov la, until he writes the following. Dinu dvarim eini benachasayich. He says, until he writes, I've no claim or right to your property and its produce and the usufruct of the produce forever. He's got to write it in that format. Well, only when he formulates it in that way does he give up his right to eat the fruits, to have the usufruct. Ksavla, if he writes for her, Dinu dvarim eini benachasayich ubefarasayin ubefarasayin bechayecha uvemoisayich. If he writes it in that way, that I'm giving up, I have no claim to your property and its produce and the usufruct of its produce during your lifetime and after your death. So now, Eino Eichel Paris Bechaye, he's not allowed to eat the fruits while she's alive. Ve'im Mason, if she dies, Eino Yosha, he's given up his right to obligate as well. So you see, he has that ability. He can write it into the ksuba. He can give up his right to the usufruct. He can give up his right to inherit her. But he's got to frame it properly. It's got to be written in the correct manner into the ksuba. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, Im Meisa Yerashena, he says, he disagrees with that opinion that we've just said. He says, if she dies, he still inherits her. Mibnei Shehisna Alma Shekasov B'Torah. Because he's not allowed to make a condition that goes against the Torah. V'chol Amasne Alma Shekasov B'Torah, T'nai Batel. Whoever makes a condition that goes against the Torah, the condition is void. So, interesting card at the back here, because he brings a Gemara that concludes that the husband inheriting his wife is a rabbinic thing. It's not a Torah. It's not a Torah enactment. The rabbis enacted that if the wife dies, the husband inherits her. But at the same time, the Gemara says the halacha is actually like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that he can't give away his inheritance from her, even if he stipulates it in the kesuvah. And why? So since the sages reinforced the enactments, it's as if they were actual Torah laws. So they, when they made that decree, they made it, whenever they make a decree, they make it as if it's a Torah law. So Paskins that the halacha is like him, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the husband can give up, he doesn't have to take the usufruct. He can give up, if he doesn't want the fruits, he can give up the fruits. He doesn't have to have that. But what he can't do is give up his right to inherit the property afterwards. That right is vested in him by the sages, and he can't go against the authority of the sages.